An architectural engineering firm plans to propose fixes to long-standing problems inside the Oklahoma County Jail. The consultants were hired by the Oklahoma County Criminal Justice Advisory Council, or CJAC. State Impact's Quentin Chandler had a conversation with the organization's executive director, Timothy Tardee Bono, who says he hopes the consultants' recommendations will help paint a picture of what the jail could be in the future.
What are you hoping that these consultants focus on?
One of the options that people know pretty well is a new jail. So what would that look like? The other two options that are more, one of them is much more recent, an annex, which would have several components to it, like a new intake system, a new medical system, a courtroom, so these diversion programs can get a judge to release them right away. That would be an annex that would be built near or on the current structure parking lot area. What would that look like? What would that cost? And then finally, what about renovating to try to address some of those DOJ needs?
We've had a lot of security issues at the jail that have led to people dying, people getting hurt. Was any of that part of your priorities for the consultants to take a look at?
The physical structure, we've known since, pretty much since when it opened 30 years ago, that there were substandard equipment and building that occurred. And so from the beginning, they were having escapes because of the structure. The concrete walls, the cinder blocks, are not solid. They're hollow. And so as you go through the jail, you can see areas where there's just holes in the wall. And so those are some of the security issues that you've mentioned that are correct, that the consultant is going to have to look at, in a renovation, what would it cost to make those walls more sturdy? Or is it more cheap or more cost effective to just build it new?
Why did you pick the consultant group that you chose for this particular job?
Exciting thing about the current proposal was they brought three new sets of groups in that were critical to what we wanted in a consultant. And number one was a process that is open and transparent that brings the community in. So they brought in a specialist that works on diversity and inclusion efforts and community outreach efforts. And so his name's Mr. Wayne Snow. He's a local person, and he'll be leading those public forums that go on. They also brought in a consultant that focuses on mental health and behavioral health issues. And then finally, they brought in a public finance team, which will look at not just the sort of obvious that we know, the sales tax, but other options. There could be bonding options. The other places across the country are using some of these federal dollars that have been made available to counties and states. That's part of their charge, was to, give us some options on financing.
So there have been a lot of people who have been hurt by their involvement in the criminal justice system, by having to spend time in the county jail. What assurance can you give them that their feelings, thoughts are going to be heard and are going to have a chance of being incorporated in the work that you do in the future?
We're already listening to that audience, and we have a desired intention to listen to them. We have programs that get people out of the jail and put them into programs. And that's why we're going to those programs and saying, we want to hear from your current clients, your former clients, people that have been in the county jail. The new structure, whatever it is, whatever it looks like, is going to be better situated to provide them the kind of rights that our Constitution and our state law requires them to have. Keep your eyes and ears open for when those public meetings are. We haven't set them yet, but they will be coming in August, I believe.
Over the past year, we've seen a high number of people die in various circumstances, some of them violent. And we also had that hostage situation at the jail in March. Do you believe that the recommendations from the consultants might give you some options to prevent similar situations like that hostage situation?
The new facility, whatever it looks like, is going to have in mind the security and the design and the staffing that's necessary to do that. The medical unit is really significant in a new structure, because if you look at some of those deaths that have occurred, unfortunately, some of them are at the level of hospice care. These are individuals that, frankly, need to have, the community needs to have some place where someone who's in hospice care can get the kind of pain management and other care that someone needs at their end of life that frankly isn't in a county jail. Again, the jail is not supposed to be a mental health facility. It's not supposed to be a medical hospital. It's supposed to be a temporary holding facility.
And as far as the more violent deaths, are there problems that you can point to that you think the consultant can help you with?
I think so. That's where we're looking at, the options of, you do have those serious defendants that have murder, firearms, other serious crimes, and you do have to provide a higher level of security for them. And you have to provide an area that can be staffed appropriately for them. There should be an area in the new proposal of a jail that considers, where do we put folks that are having more trouble behaving appropriately?
Right. And then in addition to those violent instances, you have folks who died apparently by suicide. And a lot of the issue there is not having the facilities to properly house defendants who have a risk of suicide, and also not having the staff to make sure that people are not harming themselves.
Yeah, no, the suicide question is one of those mixed bags of the medical unit that they have re-engineered, if you will. They've essentially taken the 13th floor, which was created to be cells, and they've changed some of them to have medical equipment in them. And then the doctors and the nurses are their offices are in empty cells. So they do have some suicide protocols and suicide prevention rooms, but they weren't created for that purpose. You would design it in such a way where the medical provider has access to be able to see everyone, to have mental health treatment personnel there. And the way it's set up, you just can't do that. I don't want to be Pollyannish about it and think that a new building solves all our problems, because it doesn't. We still have staffing problems that we have to solve. We are not going to have the kind of flooding and mechanical and sewage and air conditioning problems that we have now in a new facility. So a new facility is going to attract, hopefully, more people that want to work in a facility that is nicer, and it's going to be safer, but we still have to have the people there.